Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Once again, triangles up. We are back. Reality after show coverage of Australian Survivor. Heroes versus villains. This week we're covering episodes 19 and 20. I'm Dan Monchall, joined as always by Alex Trias, stand-up comedian Wayne Mehmet, and our queen, who I woke up early because I can't tell time, Chrissy Zaremba.
Yeah, what's up?
Hello, darling.
Back.
So we're down to the last 3 weeks. Where's everyone at?
I'm devastated right now. Obviously, we see that the players do not support International Women's Month. And you know, I might have to protest about it.
These guys.
Yeah, kind of surprised. You know, I was really thought that they were editing to get a George and Haley like show off again, at least later on. I didn't think it was happening this early. So a little surprised on that one for
yeah,
sure.
But everyone here is saying how late. Even if it is a George and Haley trailer, that they're still there.
Well, let's be honest. Both of them should be gone. I mean, if we're really like they both should be gone. There's no reason.
Well, yeah, and I remember in the preseason, some people were like, "Oh, Haley can't make it far into this game. She's a winner. She can't do it." I'm like, I'm sorry, I know they've done it in the past, but I'm like, you're not putting Haley and George in the forefront of every single ad, and one of them leaves early. It was just going to be like, when does it drop? And you know what? I said last week my complaint about the Shawnee move, it was a couple of rounds too early. This was the number where you do that move. So I was like, you know, kudos to George for pulling it off. You know, Haley said if she wanted to get taken out of the game, she wanted to be taken out in a blind side. She got it.
Yep.
And she's not going to exile or Redemption Rock or whatever nonsense.
No twist, although we're going to talk about
twist. We're going to get a twist later.
I spoke to Marky yesterday, and he's just like, how did they stay that long? Like, he's so shook. He's so shook.
Well, credit to Haley because, yes, she's the first winner that lasted a few tribal councils. But, I mean, if we're being honest. But if we're being honest, like, she's a much better player than Jericho and Shane Gould were. Mm-hmm. Like, she's one of the best in Australian history. So we're going to start episode 19. Wayne, do you have an episode title for us?
I do. I have an episode title. 19. Oh, this one was, in my opinion, there's only one Queen of Survivor. So that's all that we got viewing parties with Sandra Diaz Klein, Sandra Diaz Twine.
It's a different show.
I know, different show.
I know Sandra was on Australian Survivor. She's not the Queen of Australian Survivor. Haley is still my Queen of Australian Survivor.
Right, yeah, but they don't qualify. They don't qualify that it's Australian. They keep saying the Queen is Survivor. I'm like, well, there's only
because
one.
It's their Survivor.
Queen stays Queen.
What about Neem? If Neem goes three times, does she go Australian next for All Stars or does she go American?
I mean, at this point, I feel like she's just an Australian staple, not a U.S. staple.
Yep.
Yeah.
You happy with her game?
No.
I would have liked to see more of it.
I don't mean it in like a bad way. It's more just like how things have rolled. Yeah. It just hasn't gone her way. I feel like this week she was put in a position a couple times that could have actually led to something monumental to happen. Like we could have finished this week if there was no non-elim. We could finish this week where George and Haley get booted back to back. But, right. And she was put in a pivotal position. I feel like she made.
Yeah, that would have been pretty sick.
A worse read than what she should have. Mm-hmm.
That was a bit hairy. Yeah. We can circle back to that because that was a confusing episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're starting. It picks up right after the tribal council we saw from last week. It's night 37. And George is on a warpath, and George is convinced that it was, in fact, Nina.
I effing told you, Haley.
I told you, Haley.
It was Nina. Nina, you should just open up about it. I would have more respect for it.
Yeah, George is going after her at camp.
You see?
And then, yeah. And just admit it. Like, I'd have more respect for you, and I'd respect the move if, you know, you just owned it. Just like I voted for Simon. I don't know what you want from me.
Far out.
But what was interesting... Go ahead, Wayne.
I was just going to say, it's one of those things, like George is very tactical with what he says. Like, he knows what he's doing with all of his speech, but it's just one of those things, like, say it. There's literally no way she can prove it. Like, there's literally no way she can prove it. And they called it last episode. Like, he's going to turn on, you know, like he's going to, now he's got his alliance thinking they can't trust Nina. So don't work with Nina. Keep working with me. All you've got is Nina and Simon. I've already turned you all off to Simon. Now I'm turning you all off to Nina. You have to follow me if you want to get to the promised land.
Right. It's very Godfather-esque.
Yes.
It's so Godfather.
And you don't want to be caught if you're doing that. So, like, obviously, Haley's not telling George for many obvious reasons that it was her.
Yeah.
But she makes a big error here.
Yeah, Nina and Nina pulls her aside, says, Haley, I want to talk to you. And it's just like, hey, I know it was you. And Haley's response is, just take the fall.
Yep.
What a claim.
It was weird because you would have liked to seen more of a pitch here. Because the pitch is just, oh, well, in the morning, you, me, and Simon will all have a chat. Instead of trying to lock something up right then, because like, at least
I disagree there, because I think in a moment like that where you were, I feel with some people like emotions can run higher right after a tribal council, things could be more hot. I don't think anything substantial or worthwhile happens immediately following that.
Right.
In her mind, like that's her perception is this is something that's better off with getting some sense of sleep, coming back with like, you know, we're refreshed.
Yeah,
let's approach the next day.
Yeah.
Agreed. But then at least from what we see still that night, right after she has that conversation with Haley, she goes and talks with George. And this is where she says, hey, it wasn't me. If you really think that it's me, how else would I know that you won $60,000?
Baby.
Wild.
Just throwing it all out there.
That was. We're all like.
Yeah. It's like, fine, I'm done with this. I don't know.
But even Georgie's face, like.
It's the first time you truly have seen him, like, to take a pause. Like, he's always ready to have something to say.
He
but, like,
sort of
knowing that.
He pauses a lot, but he, I've said this before, when he is confronted that the cameras just seem to be there at the right time and you know it can't be faked because it takes his breath away. What is beeping? But that one, when that was confessed, oh, man, you just saw his soul leave, eh? He was just like, wait, what? I kept her as my friend in the show. I wasn't, you know, the normal George mastermind. And then,
Yeah, it's because, like, he gets this information and then he's adjusted his plan throughout. We can all, like, say that. Like, we've seen him be able to pivot from ideas and from alliances that he's wanted to have. But he's, I think, very genuine when he says, like, my ultimate goal was to get back to the end with my very good friend Haley. That's where we do get out to see who will gain the more credit this go around as the better survivor player. Like, that's how I want to envision my win, is by beating who I see as the best. But now you get this information, like, well, now she's actively tried to create a plan to take me out. It didn't work. But now that means it's I have to take her out.
Yeah.
But he's just killing it as well. Like, I just find it hilarious that the one person that shouldn't be there has got two alliances of three that are the strongest. Like, how did he wedge himself into that position?
Yeah, it's incredible. This is where he declares the secret war on Haley. And it isn't just Haley, because you know what? That son of a bitch, Matt, didn't tell him that Haley leaked that information either.
He's also on the shit list. He's funny with Matt. I don't know what Matt did, because we're seeing doubt in Matt, but you see Jerry and Matt being literally son and, you know, father and son. So there is something there that we missed as well, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we heard earlier in the season, like, there was a brief scene with Matt and Jerry when they were talking about the alliance with George, and Jerry just goes like, you know, at the very end, when you win immunity, you'll pick me before him, right? And like, I think both of them, their plans have always been, we go to final two together, Matt and Jerry. So I feel like that's part of it. And then like, but Matt's the type of person who's claimed, like, I am loyal. Once I make a decision, I'm loyal to the decision that I make. And now, and if he told George, I will be loyal to you, and now it's withholding information from George.
Yeah.
George can now just be like, well, you know what? I can't let these people, like, I just let Haley get off essentially with trying to almost assassinate me in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No strike one or strike two. You're done.
You're done.
Oh. Yeah. This leads us right into day 38. And, you know, that lucky guy, Simon, he's getting a massage from Haley, and he just wants to know, does she have a cure for bottomness? Always being on the bottom.
Bottomness. I also wrote that down. Matt Bischoff would also like to know the cure. All right.
Hey, can we just, do we have a minute silence for Simon, please?
It's.
Why? He's not dead.
You, Wayne.
Huh?
I'm talking mainly to you. He is that good. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Hate all you want, world, but this guy has had nothing except if I don't win the necklace, I'm gone. Done. And so he just continues to win.
He
continues to win. He continues to just scrape by votes where it seems like he's dead to rights. And so it dawned on me, it's like, Simon's, I love Simon. He's great. And I thought of, you know, a little analogy, and it's, we'll make it quick because I'm sure there isn't a ton of baseball fans out there. But for baseball, Simon is the Pittsburgh Pirates. I love the Pittsburgh Pirates too. They're not good. They've been horrible forever. But if you remember from a few years ago when the Astros had their whole cheating scandal, you know, they were dominant at home because they were cheating the entire time. And the only team that beat Houston while the scandal was going on in a series at home was the Pirates. And I, because it's like, you can't beat a team that has no idea what they're doing. And I feel like that's Simon out there with George George can't figure it out. He's trying.
That's good. Alex, that's good.
I also,
I just feel like the Pirates are shit, and I don't think Simon's shit.
Oh, no, but they, yeah. Dan.
It was just, you know, I love Simon. It was just a thought that occurred, but you know, he's still
there. I do
too,
but I mean, yeah,
it's hard to play against unpredictable. That was Jordy. That was the Joker. Yeah. Like, it's so hard. If you can play against, you know, it's like when you play a team that aren't very good, your whole game comes down.
When it was like, yeah, you play down to your competition, you or you play up to it.
So anyone's doing that.
No, but like, there's also sort of like a, and we see it in these two episodes, there's sort of like a release from knowingly being on the bottom, where it's like, you don't have to be this coy mastermind, like master manipulator. You can just be blunt with people. Because what's going to happen? Am I going to go further into the bottom? You already have me sleeping against the kindling.
Right.
Yep. I agree.
I'll say, like, I really enjoyed Simon over these two episodes, because you, like what Alex just said, where you can just tell he's like, oh, I'm here. And so he's like going up and like, hey, can we like chat? And they're like, no. He's like, all right, see ya. Like,
cool, I'm just going to dump half the rice.
What the fuck? Oh, wasn't that good? Yeah. But you know what? There was some talk somewhere. I read someone said, "Wow, why would you do that? Why? How stupid! Go cook it. You can't cook it. You can't do anything with it unless the whole world sees. Like, there's no sneaky. I think you all think sometimes there's a little kitchen out the back and a manicure and a bloody pedicure salon. Like, it's so doggy. There's nothing there. He couldn't have done anything except drunk it. You know,
just win the spa reward.
This takes us to the spa reward because it's the reward challenge. And so for this challenge, you're balancing on a narrow beam and attempting to stack like these V-shaped blocks. First to stack 8 and have them last for 3 seconds wins the spa reward.
I loved this new version of this stack challenge because we've seen it where it's like you poke it through like the poles and then you place it and it's like the teacups. Whereas this is like a lot more delicate, a lot more intricate. You're balancing. You have wins more of a factor here with these objects. But at the same time, it's as hard as it was. Like you hear George at the end. What I enjoyed was this is a game where it's a long game and literally anyone could win it as soon as you pick up like what you need to do.
That's what I love about these challenges compared to doing a puzzle because like I'm colorblind as well. So the puzzles were no good to me, full stop, let alone I've got ADHD, so I was never going to finish a puzzle. But for this, you don't have to be able to do a puzzle. You just have to be able to chill and stay with everyone because even George goes, holy crap, those two are falling down. I'm actually in this, you know, like he had one block. I love those challenges. Do more.
Well, and it's not an endurance challenge. Like, you kind of got to have balance. But, I do agree with you all. I like these challenges a lot.
Yeah, it was good.
And also, it kind of builds on that like Australian Survivor where it's like, we see you American Survivor. We see your challenge. We're just going to turn every aspect of that challenge up just a little bit more and make it a little bit more difficult. And by the way, it's 37?
38.
Yeah, you're already in through a game and a half of American Survivor. Like you've played a whole game of current American Survivor and a half of another game. Yeah, it's
so much shorter. Yeah, yeah.
26. Yeah.
It used to be 39.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I thought Simon was going to win simply just because he was back in cat mode and I was like, well, apparently Simon doesn't
lose in
cat mode.
My girl Liz, she wins.
Oh yeah. It's not Simon's fault. Mother Nature stitched them all up and blew everyone's blocks over.
Stitched them up.
Absolutely.
Gave him porky pies.
You got a crush, don't you, Alex, on Lizzie?
Oh, she's my winner. She's my new winner pick. I'm staying with a woman winning this season. I will stick to it. It's a woman
or
Simon.
I love your theory. She's so fierce. Like, she's so scary. I would literally have it.
Yeah, I just love it. Yeah, I thought this would be like a good competition for her just because of like her track background, like just the leg strength and balance you need.
Is she a super fan? Like, does she know the game?
I have no clue.
Or is she like me?
I don't think she knows the game all that well. Mm-hmm. I do think she learned a lot from Shawnee, but
yeah,
I don't think she knew a ton prior.
Yeah. Okay. Because normally they like, I've watched it for years and I've never heard or seen on her Insta anything that implies she was coming in to knock heads in.
No. So, you know, as Alex says, Liz wins reward. She can pick two people to bring with her. First, she wants to repair her relationship with George. So George is the first pick. When JLP says you can have one more, picks Nina. What do you think of those two picks for Liz?
I would have taken Simon. I would have taken George and Simon.
I think Simon would have been a better choice because he's so vulnerable, whereas
Nina's been working against them the whole game, and Simon wants to work against them the whole game, but he hasn't been able to do anything with anybody the whole game. So he's almost at this point where it's like he's a number you can grab to shore this up.
And then, I don't want him to win immunity.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough.
And like it's that, and also as Liz very much articulates, she wants to be able to enjoy her time there. Do you really think she's going to enjoy her time with George and Simon at each other's throats?
Yeah, but she hasn't liked Simon. We know that they're not friends.
Yeah, they've not connected well ever since he like lied about the idol and was going. Like,
and we need to say, like, at this point in the game, you are desperate for some sort of yes, strat, but to keep you going, you know you're getting towards the end, you're getting a bit cuckoo. Do you really want to feed Simon up? He's unstoppable at the moment. Yeah.
And I don't think it's Nina if they don't find out that it was Haley who was the vote.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're able to get away with it, like, because we see when we get to the reward and they're like planning things out, they're like, I'll just tell them that, like, I brought Nina here so that she couldn't scramble to look for an idol while we were
gone.
Right.
Yeah, it was great. I will add the other reason she chose to bring George is also because his fingernails are disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, he is Scary Spice.
Can you imagine sitting in that hot tub with everyone's festy open
orifices?
That's disgusting. I didn't think of that.
And then dunking your head in it.
Yeah, and then putting your face under, like, I'm pretty bad. That gave me the ick. Look at Wayne.
I didn't even think of that. That makes it so much worse.
But Nia's cutting loose. She's getting drunk off the champagne. She's making cucumber idols for Simon.
And the way that Simon leaned into it on social media was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
What? See? Credit when credit's due. If they're going to take a kid, go with them. Because if you argue, then you have trolls everywhere coming for you.
Right.
I was so proud of them.
So this is like where I feel like Nia's doing a good job of like the anybody but me part of it, but not doing a good job of like actively improving your stock in the game. Because she's just like, I just want to throw. It felt very, I hate using this as a reference point, but Dan and Wayne, you know where I'm going with this. It comes off very Gabler.
Yep.
With the Ellie vote, where he's like, the reason why I said Ellie's name was to say Ellie's name. And like, she just goes, I want to throw Haley under the bus because she threw me under the bus.
Right.
I'm like, there just seems to be like, I want to hear from her. Like, I would love to hear in a confessional, like, this is what she's pitching to be with George. Because the only thing we're hearing confessional from her is like, I was never going to work with George, but now I'm going to work with George to take out Haley. But like, you take that step back. And this is why, like, I'm against the move of taking out Haley here. Well, Haley is someone that needs to go. Based off the edit, and only the edit, I know some people may know more than what we know. Based off the edit, Haley doesn't have the pool that George has with all these people. So you remove Haley, George still has Jerry, still has Matt, even if he's, like, unnerved about him. Still has Liz.
No, but they're still there, and they're all still scared of him. Like,
yeah, and it's like, oh, okay, you have Simon there, who more times than not is going to win immunity over the field, so now what are you going to do?
No, that's all good points, but this is where they do have the discussion. Jacuzzi Alliance, George found himself in his second Final Three deal.
Oh.
The man's all about making deals.
Master. And the thing is, it's not like he's just a little bit in this Final Three. He's literally like, we got this. This is our ticket. Like, he is not
He's very good at just, like, putting everything of him into whatever conversation he's having. And because of just how he approaches conversations with people, you can see, like, why eventually it could break to you to be like, oh, this could be a good idea, actually. Like, I wasn't for it, but now the way that he's just, like, so adamant, he must truly believe in this, so I'm going to do it. And then, like, if you're in the Nia position, I feel like she's looking at Liz and George and, like, comping to her mom and playing Heroes vs. Villains, like, seeing, like, the Parvati and the Russell Hance of it all, of, like, oh, well, if I can get to the end with them, like, I have friends on the jury. And I'll get the votes because, like, I was good with them. I didn't vote them out of the game. These people, like, betrayed them, backstabbed them, maybe said mean things to them.
Yeah.
I didn't. But that's, like, such a, like, there's a reason why it's more of a unicorn. Like, there hasn't been a lot of winners that you could say, oh, they played a Sandra game.
Right.
No. Yeah.
It's, like, it's the type of person that she is that's able to pull it off.
Not really aware of the Sandra game, but I agree with you.
Good job, Chrissy.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm literally here like, wonder what she did.
Well, if you ask a lot of casual US Survivor fans, they'd say the same thing as you.
Yeah.
Because it's like they just don't know how to edit that part of the game.
Right.
The one thing that I did really like here was they have this elaborate back plan of this is what we're going to go back and tell Haley. And it's just showing they have so much respect for the player that Haley is that it's like this needs to go off perfect. Because if she gets wind of it, she's strong enough that she could potentially flip it.
Yeah, they're reciting lines. Like they're going through it over and over and over and over again because they're like one little slip up and it changes things. Like we see in the very next episode, Nina has a slip up. And that changes the whole course of that vote.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So meanwhile, while all this is going on, we go back at camp. And Haley says it was not a good result. But, you know, she's okay with it. And the biggest problem with playing with Simon is he's like an eager puppy.
Yeah.
And can't keep his mouth shut.
Well, she goes back to what I said.
How good is she? How she's like literally just taming him through it, you know, like this, let's pull it back a bit. Like she's such a boss. Yeah. I wish she had more. If I was her, and from maybe a little bit of knowledge that I may have gained along this season, you know, I think she did way more and was
than
way
what they
more.
Showed.
Yeah, I just. Yeah.
I think the hard part was like her narrative.
Get there with that.
Right. It's like you can't compare with bombastic, like. Right out there, game what? Like that's George and Simon, but and like her like what? Narrative yeah. is I've been playing in the shadows, I've been playing like sneaky and picking my times to strike. And like the times that she would strike, suddenly her edit would pop up. But then, like, when she was going back to the shadows, they treated her like that and put her in the shadows,
yeah,
which I think makes it harder to have that edit of like I'm also the mastermind, but then you go to George, like I'm the mastermind, and then Simon's like,
right.
I'm the bottom.
Simon has this conversation.
My dreams come true.
Simon has this conversation with, you know, it's Haley, it's Jerry, and it's Matt about like George. And they're all just like, all right, good talk. Not gonna.
Jerry's just right. like, Jerry's just like, I don't think so.
It's so wildly savage too, like just Liz is just like no when no. when he asks her, he's like, so does anyone want to tell me who to vote for? And Liz just goes
no,
like no. It's so savage.
And so this is where Simon says I need to find a way to take control of this game, and as we already touched on, that's dumping out half the rice.
I'm gonna eat all the coconuts, I'm going to dump all the rice so that I'm the only one with energy. I love it.
It's his little hijinks.
It's his hijinks of like burning the hat and everything. It's just it's having fun on the island because he didn't get to have this his first time around.
Right.
Well, and I mean, when he's talking about the papaya. It's not mango, so the plan is not a go. It's no, no.
It's
no.
not a go.
It's not a go.
It's not a go. Yeah. It's a yeah.
So then immunity challenge. So for this one we haven't seen in, I feel like it's been a while.
No.
It's a massive.
It's old school.
It's old school. It's a massive fire building challenge. So you're building a fire on one side of your drum. Once you get the fire going, you're racing out into the water with a bucket that has holes in it. And you're going to fill the other side of the drum to raise the fire, which also has holes in it. So you need to manage both of those. First one to build the fire, raise it to the other side, and burn through a flag wins immunity.
Well, so can we good. First can we first talk, and I think Chrissy also appreciates this, the strut that Liz had coming in, the hair flip. Like, she was really just like trying to show, look how clean I am and ready for this.
Oh man, I fell in love with her. She just cruises out with a string bikini on. She's got the crimpy, beautiful, soft skin and hair. She was just there to go, all right, every other sponsor that's going to pick me up after this show.
No, literally, it seems like that where I'm just like, you know what? Even if she doesn't win, bring her back.
I would
easily have that. Even if it's like she only has like a 3-episode arc, gets out and pretty much, but like she's going to serve.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big wows.
But I love her.
Could we talk about the big thing about this challenge is, so like, obviously this is a Simon challenge to win. It's fire. And we've known time and time again all season long, Simon's the best at fire.
Yeah, but it's also
this is George's first time making fire.
It's George, and you have to think this is leading to something. Because we have had multiple immunity challenges now where George is sort of like, not intentionally, but like spitting in the face of the game to JLP of like, immunities aren't everything. This is the first time I'm making fire. And like JLP's like giving it right back to him, be like, but it can, like, it will guarantee you the next spot in the game. And it's like, there's something about this. I feel like it's leading to something at the end of this game. And maybe it's something that leads to why George doesn't get to the end or why he doesn't win at the end. I'm not sure, but they're leaving in the edit for a reason. And I don't think it's just because, oh, it's funny because he's like poking JLP with it.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah.
What do you think about Liz actively helping Matt to try to win?
Well, you have to, like,
if it's in the rules, makes sense.
I don't mean like it in a negative way, just like the idea of like someone realizing, well, I'm not going to win, and our whole objective is Simon not to win.
It gets so much hate over here. It's that smart. If you are at this point of the game, you have to absolutely commit to your people, because you don't know legit if they're there or not. Like, you're not 100. I did it twice. I did it once for Mark and once for Josh, because I'm like, I'm never, ever going to win this. I can't even see these pieces. Like, and everyone came for me so hard. I'm like, what are you talking about? It was the greatest strategy ever. It reminds people, man, she wouldn't have done that unless she was legit with me. Like, you could play it. When she did it, the second she did it and Nina backed it, I'm like, you smart little girl. Like, and then you're watching the others try and do it. Like, Liz got brownie points, simple as that. And she got big ones, you know. And even though it didn't come off, she now knows, because of her hate for Simon, she knows that Matt's gonna not forget that, you know. Like, he can't forget that. When you're tired, I can't reiterate, you know, like.
It's like, match your best option to beat him just based off how the game is going, or how this specific game is going. Right. Match your best bet to beat Simon in immunity.
Exactly.
Because everyone's either not making the fire big enough, or they're not going to be able to fill the water in time to do it. Matt's athletic enough to be able to go toe-to-toe with him. But having a second person to keep that bucket up the entire time, which is ultimately why, like, Simon still wins, because he's the superior fire maker.
Yeah. Well, Chrissy, I don't think you would have caught as much heat if you just would have said that you were helping Mark with military precision. They would have been like, oh, all right, makes sense.
Hold on.
I was just trying to stitch them all up.
No, they hated it, and the players hated it. JLP didn't like it.
I know. You can sort of tell he didn't like it, but he's like, it's not in the rules, so...
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that's what the players are going to do. The longer you leave the rules the same, they're going to find some ways to manipulate them and exploit them.
Yep. It's always, if you don't want something to happen, you put it in the rules.
Yep. And another thing that we need to circle back to, this is my new saying, circle back.
Okay.
This is a really good insight to see relationships that you haven't seen in an edit, because you don't necessarily risk, you know, a good bond or a good friendship that's in there that you might not have seen for some strat, or to suck up a bit, or to come in this late to show your loyalty. Like, if you're genuinely saying, because she's an athlete, she could have done it, you know, like, let's be honest, you'd back her before everyone else on that panel for that challenge. And for her to call it, nah, we have got to beat him no matter what. You know, it was nearly like she was wanting more people to come in on it. You know, like, yeah. Imagine if Nina had to join the party. Would have been whitewash.
But I think it was smart there for, like, a Nina to, like, just silently say, yeah, go for it, but not let anyone else hear, especially Haley, and very just clever. Keep going for yourself. Because if 100. She stops and starts helping to try to 100. Make sure Simon wins, then I feel like
there's
something happening.
Yeah.
The story doesn't line up that they're going to tell back at camp if Nina starts helping. Correct. And because we see Matt's bucket gets up there first, but it's his fire.
It stays up there.
Yeah, it's up there. It stays up there. His bucket or his fire just isn't large enough to burn through the flag. Simon catches first. Matt gets it a few minutes later, but Simon burns through first. And Simon, third individual immunity win.
He's unstoppable, the boy.
And as my favorite part is, as it's over, George says, "Oh, I got fire."
Yeah. Hey, look, guys, I got fire. I'm in it now.
And I'm sorry, but I have to leave. I love you all. I have a concert to go to. My favorite musician, Billy Strings, is playing tonight. He's playing three nights, and I only get to go tonight. So I'm going to that. Good I got job, gifted buddy. A ticket. So love I love that. You all. I'm excited for next week. I can't wait. I'll give you the next episode. I know you guys will talk about it, but just
because. Yeah, no, give us the episode title for 20. We'll get there.
How Nina could potentially win Survivor, a prelude. That's what I, because like when she gets kicked out, when she gets, I mean, all her being stuck in isolation with Jerry, I don't think it's not for nothing. Okay. And I know Alex, you have your own opinions about it. Cause we talked.
Yeah. That's not the title I would have. For it.
I know. I just got a different feeling on it, but yeah, that was my title. So.
Perfect.
All right, guys. See you. Take care. Enjoy. Love y'all.
Yep. Have fun. Behave.
My title would be, so we don't have food.
Jerry's not happy about that.
Jerry's not happy about no food.
Jerry's going to be so mad.
But okay, so Liz has immunity.
Simon has immunity.
Or Simon has immunity. You know what? Liz wins reward. It's all the same.
Okay. It's the same. Yeah,
no,
it's the same.
Simon wins. George, you know, they go back to camp. George says, actually happy that Simon has immunity because it means they can go ahead with their plan of Haley. And he tells Haley that they want to do a split between Nina and Liz, which I thought was curious. But I guess he didn't have too many other options he could have told her.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think, didn't he say, during his speeches, Liz is still, while she has, worked with us, she still hasn't fully accepted what I did to Shawnee. And so, because what other name does he pitch to her other than, oh, we're all going on Nina? You know, it's like, because it won't be believable if he says, oh, we're going to go for Jerry.
No.
It's not believable for Haley to pitch Matt based off what he knows. So the only other option is him or Liz. And he's going to be like, well, Simon's going to vote for me.
Yeah.
So let's just split us 4-2. So then in the event something weird happens, you know, Liz or Nina goes.
God.
Yeah. So this is where it kind of gets Haley's gears going. She's thinking, all right, maybe this is the move. Like, we're splitting. This is perfect. And Haley goes to Simon and says, don't pull a Simon. Taking a good plan and overcomplicating it to where it doesn't work.
Oh, that was
just... And twisting it.
Oh. And so while we're seeing this, we see Nina. She's off fake idol hunting, but really actually idol hunting, but is allowed to do it, which I thought was weird. But hey, I guess it all works.
It's interesting here because now this is where the pitch happens. The pitch happens that a move can be made right now. We can take out George, me, you, and Simon. I'm being told that vote's being split this way. If I don't vote that way, me, you, and Simon could be a three. on George, and we could potentially send him home in a split.
Because
it would end up being a 3-2-2 vote in her mind. That's how it would go.
Yeah, wait, 3-2-2?
It would be two votes on Nina, two votes on Liz,
Simon. Three on George.
Because she doesn't know that she doesn't know that Jerry is being included in by Liz to vote for Haley.
Gotcha. All right, yeah.
It would have been like Matt and Jerry will vote for Liz. Me, you, and Liz are gonna vote for Nina. And then
No, I got you. Yes.
Simon does whatever and Nina does whatever.
And I mean, going into before we get to tribal, it's just you don't feel like the George thing's going to happen because that conversation between Nina and Haley is still
finished. Yeah.
It's no resolution. It doesn't sound like they came to any agreement. And so it was just weird.
You normally feel like you kind of know, but there'll be an upset, but you feel like you know. But this one, I was literally, and I know, I'm like, wait, what? Is this not happening? You know, like it just was so,
I just felt like I knew it was Haley. Well, right as, if you're only watching the episode, as soon as they are about to go to tribal and Nina has a confessional about like which way you can go, she's just like, well, taking out Haley is a big move. And like, I never expected to work with George, but if I go with Haley, I could take George out. And I'm like, the reasons aren't equal. Like, she wants to take out Haley. She wants to take out the queen. Like, I think she got
a little bit lost in Trent. Yeah.
Like, maybe it was like the rose colored glasses of
roses.
We can take out the best player that Australian Survivor has had, even though, yes, I still believe Haley is the best player they have had. But George is playing the most dominating game.
And we're seeing it. So they would have been seeing it. Like, I just don't understand. I thought that was the absolute only, best and only time to take him out if they were going to do it.
Seven is always the best time to take out the best player in the game. Outside of if they're not good at challenges, before final.
Like, they're so scared. Like, that was just crazy to me.
Yeah.
Well, it's so like we get to tribal and she
I was going to say before we get to tribal, it was George says to Haley or whatever, the person going tonight is an unstable traitor.
Oh, then it goes to Haley and she's like, huh?
Like that seems harsh. What did Nina do that's that unstable?
She hasn't been on our side the whole game.
Do you want to know a confession? This is so funny. So my hubby sits in here and watches it as well. And he's a bit of a fan of the show. He actually quite likes it and follows it way better than me, even though everyone still to this day says, am I single? It's that funny because no one's ever seen him, heard from him. I never post him. Probably am single. But he goes, oh, what was this story leading to? What was I saying?
I don't know.
His theory was the same. He's just like, I cannot fathom, you know, that at this point in the game, the king is still sitting there. But he said exactly what you said, Alex, like, because he's screaming at the TV going, take him out. Like, he stays here. We're friends with George, you know. Come on, here's your time. But he did say the glasses. He said rose-colored glasses as well. Like, just you get fixated on the queen and you forget that the mastermind king is in there completely dominating the confessionals, the talk time, the TV time, the moves. He's got two alliances. You still don't see all of that. You go, Haley won. You know, so when you're in there, you are a little bit cooked and not thinking straight because outside it looks so much clearer. Like, there's only one person that should be gone by now.
Yeah. So we get to tribal and I'll take the shot at him before Alex can. They come in and Sam looks like he's a member of a boy band.
Alex.
I had no opinion on it.
he's trying, you know. Sam, I guess he's part
there.
Of
yeah.
No, Sean looks cleaned up.
Sean does. Sean looks
fire.
See, I can say nice things. The ladies, always looking great.
Look amazing.
How much fun would they be having in there, man? That would be. And can you imagine the chat? I think that what's it called? Where they go?
Ponderosa?
No, where do they go?
To Drury Villa?
Oh, Drury. Oh, yeah, they call it Drury Villa.
That needs cameras because that's where would be going down.
I think they do content.
No, they have content. They've got produced. I think, well, I don't know, but I think there was a couple of producers in there, camera and audio, but give me way more of that. That's its own show. Can you imagine the shit that they'd be saying about everyone?
Yes.
It's agreed. We need more of that footage.
We need that.
No, see, Chrissy just didn't know what it was called, but she never got to go there, you know? She's all the way at the end of the game.
Well, that's what was so funny when Simon said, oh, yeah, I've got to get these snuffed hats. And I'm like, what does snuffed mean? And he's like, what? I said, what do you mean snuffed? And he's like, that's when your torch gets bumped out. And I'm like, my bad.
Can't relate.
Wouldn't know.
He's like, God, Chrissy, how did you do this show?
I love Simon.
Played like a boss.
I love Simon.
We love our bottom Simon.
Yeah. We'll give you a cure from bottomness.
There's no cure.
There is no care. So we're in tribal.
We're in tribal.
Yeah, we're really playing up the George and Nina rivalry here as if, you know, they had it made up, but it's if they're still going at it. And that's
what they had.
Yeah. They'd made it up. Simon says, you know, another from Simon, he's tried to kick some ideas around, all have been unsuccessful. So he's still trying.
Yeah, and I love that, like, when he's given a plan, he's like, a plan that involves me? I'm in!
He's so cute.
Yeah, Jerry just kind of reiterates that he's not interested in making any of these moves.
Nah. Grumpy old man.
Grumpy old man. I love Jerry. I also believe he's, like, and I say with kindness in my heart, he is a pawn, for sure. But it's just like he's just that type. He's that type. He trusts, and once he has trust with people, he's just like, I'm bought in. Why would I go against what I'm bought in?
Their relationship, him and Shani, were unbreakable. I feel like him and Matt are unbreakable. Yeah, you're right. I don't think he's a pawn.
The reason why I say a pawn is he listens to, he takes the advice from George on how to go with each vote. We never see, based off the show, George leading the conversation. He's always told what's happening, and then he shakes his head. Yes.
I'll try ringing him. Keep talking.
No, I don't need Jerry shading me.
Alex, be nice to Jerry.
I am nice to Jerry. I was so nice to him.
Cute man. He's the poppy.
I think he's a great dude. I just think he's a loyal player. I guess I should say more than just a pawn. Like, he's loyal, so he won't move against what he's going
so
with.
Loyal.
He doesn't have that, like, calculated risk side of him. Because, I mean, you see going back all the way to the Shawnee vote, that's who George went to first, saying, is it time? And he says, no. I just don't think that Jerry is a big, at least in the game, a big risk taker.
Yeah, but still so level-headed and
absolutely.
Listen to.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll listen to you. I'm still going to say no, but I'll still listen to you.
Yeah, and he stuck to it. Like, he was like, he must be flying planes somewhere. He didn't answer.
In over Fraser Island.
Oh, little Fraser.
Yeah, little Fraser Island.
So this gets us to the vote. Ow. We see that Liz votes for Haley, George votes for Haley, and says that he wanted to get to the end so the best two players could duke it out, but he must reign on this tribe alone. So,
and then we get Simon, Kingslayer,
straight up, Kingslayer.
And so the votes come in. It goes Liz, George, Haley, Nina, Haley, Haley, Haley. And Haley goes. She goes out with a great attitude. I mean, she said it. She, you know, Alex, you brought it up earlier that she wanted to go in a blind side if she was going to go. And she says, please, no redemption.
Please, no exile. I think she would have taken a redemption thing or a non-alim, but she's like, don't send me to exile again.
And you know what? She won. She already. Yeah. Like, I don't mean she won before. I mean, she won this season because she had no curse. Well, they talked about that curse heaps, but she kept all of her friendships beautiful. She had no blood on her hand. Like, this is this. That's she's how
well liked. And like, it's one of those things where when you are a
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like a known great player.
Yeah.
The way that you get taken out, it's like you. It's like a. You have to look at it. It's like it's just like this is respect. Like this isn't like we don't like you or we don't want you to do well. It's just like we can't beat you. So we have to ensure that you go. Like this was the only way we could make sure that you get God.
Yep.
Yeah, I think if you know, there's been I've seen a lot of people bashing Haley because she played a quiet game this round, but she played a great social game, and where people are worried about being like, oh, we can't give a winner another win. I think a lot of people on that jury would have respected that and
absolutely.
Being like the fact that you got all the way back here, yeah. Like that deserves.
I'll stand by this. I think that is so shit. And I think it is the public that wouldn't give her the money. These are Survivor expert players, fans, and respect the game. If she deserved it at that point, it's well, I certainly would have. If I was playing this season and Haley got where she got, I'm not going to not give it to her because she has 500 in the bank.
Yeah.
If I respected the game that heavily, like
if I respect the game and I also think that she played well and I enjoyed my time with her on the island, yep. I vote for her.
It's got nothing to do with what she did with the other 500.
Yeah, it's like, well, this one time 2 years ago, you won the game, so I can't give you the money for this game.
So it's your experience at the time. I think that's more for the people watching, honestly.
Well, and I think you, especially with having people like Flick and Sean there, where she was kind of like an early potential target, I think that would even resonate more with them. So like, hey, we had thoughts of taking you out like on day 6, day 9, but
it's that it's once again, it's those rose colored glasses. I was like, yes. Oh my God, we can take out the queen. We yes. can take out the best player that the game's ever had. And like, we saw that during that vote that ended up being whatever it was called. When Liz switches over, whatever it was called.
Oh, flies.
Why can I not think of the word? The
right,
the swap. They were allowed to.
Well, there was another word for it. It's a pirate term.
Can someone type it, please?
Yeah, if someone knows what we're talking
someone
about,
in the chat, tell me what I'm talking about.
Because I was thinking of, we can move on, but it's.
Yeah, we'll move on. But essentially, she was going to go because Nina and David and Sam were just like obsessed with getting her out. But it had nothing to do with what was happening in this game. They're just like, well, she's just such a good player. We have to take her out. You know, like, I'm not going to work on making a good Sam impression. I'm sorry, Chrissy.
I knew you were doing it.
And that's all that matters.
Mutiny. Thank you, Stockade Kid.
There we go.
Mutiny. Yes. Mutiny.
I love Stockade. He's just always here. Is it a he?
I don't know the picture.
Yeah, I believe, but I don't know.
Yeah, all I know is they never corrected us. And I think we used the he, him pronouns for him. But
I don't know the cool star.
I'm sorry if he wasn't watching earlier when Dan's side piece was on. But
Wayne, you're always with me.
Yeah,
it's okay,
Wayne.
But
where's Wayne? Okay,
so, Yeah, this takes us to episode 20, and you know, Wayne had his title of the prequel to Nina winning. I know that Alex very much disagrees. My title for it was just, you know, for
you're
all those
like I hate her.
No, I know you don't.
No, we know you
just disagree with the opinion. Yes. Not on her game, not on her specifically. But no. My thought for it was just being like, here you go, super fans. This proves it to you just how the producers planned this non-elimination episode.
Yeah, they didn't want to save Shawnee or Sean or Haley.
Is that, you know, what
they rigged it? They rigged it to save our good boy Jerry and Nina.
What'd you say, Chrissy?
I don't know about these theories because it's obviously the talk of the town. Oh, there they go. Producers just stepped in. Nina's not going home yet. You know, I don't know. Isn't it in a script? Isn't it in a planner? Yeah.
Yes, it's in the plan like, when they're going to do these.
I think a lot of people say it in jest, but then there's always going to be those conspiracy theorists who are just like, well, it just so happens when Simon's about to get blindsided, they have an individual immunity challenge at Tribal. Or it was like Haley gets blind or gets taken, not in a blindside, but gets taken out of the game in Brains vs. Braun. But now there's Redemption Rock as soon as she goes.
And I think the Joker, Geordi got saved in ours.
Yeah.
And he was just kicking off and starting to really smash it out. So I think people were like, ah, that's an interesting little twist. But for us, it was like, oh my God, what's the point of even playing? We went from
five people like all the way back up to eight.
Yeah, I know. I think the big hit was the 9-6.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do remember being with Juice at the fireplace one night at the fire pit one night, and I thought, oh my God, like there's none left. We must be going home soon. You know, like there's none of us here. And the next day, the three of them piled back in. I was like, oh, yeah, no, we're here for another 50 days.
I just want to appreciate it that you referred to Juicy Dave as Juice. I think that's phenomenal.
God, I'd love to Juice. Tell you guys. I'd love to break the internet with that shit. No one let me know.
We're on to episode 20. It's day 40. And you know, Nina has officially been on a Survivor season longer than her mama.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
And George, you know, and he's absolutely right here, says that it's clear he's playing the best game by a country mile.
I mean,
Jonathan agrees.
Go ahead, Alex.
He put it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, in terms of what we're seeing on the show, it's like even the people that are like naysayers, maybe they don't think he can win a vote, but you can't say the game that he's playing isn't great and like leaps and bounds over what we're being shown from the field. It's like he's owning the votes. He's up, like he's been playing an out in front game, but still figuring out how to maneuver to get a majority of the time the decision that he wants done. The threats that he sees to his game, he gets cut. And the people that he sees as loyal to him that he can like use to keep him in the game and push himself to the end are still here and still being loyal to him through this episode. So how can you not be someone like George, see the situation you're in, thinking like you should have been out day two, and like, well, look where I am now.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you.
And, you know, we look at George, he talks about it again, he reiterates, he's got his two top three deals. He's got it with Jerry and Matt, the other one with Liz and Nina. And Simon is still campaigning for someone to scoop him up as a number. And Liz says, I'll get back to you on that one.
I'll get back to you.
She's a savage. God, she's so ruthless. Yeah.
She's a villain.
Yeah.
And Simon here, he even admits that he's fumbling his way through the game. But, you know, it's working out for him.
It's intentional.
Yeah, of course, it's intentional. And, you know, Simon, it's working his way fumbling throughout the game. But when it comes to grooming, that's something you never want to fumble. So here, take a word from our sponsor.
Support for Reality After Show is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. That's right, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. If my math's correct, that's about 12 million balls.
The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is the future of grooming, and dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever!
Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to help reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and has a 4000K LED spotlight that you need for a more precise shave.
Now, I have a dark shower curtain in my bathroom, and I've been looking for the perfect way to shave in the dark, kinda. Guess what? I found it! 4000K LED! No longer a problem. I got perfectly smooth, clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0.
It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code SURVIVOR. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Thanks for sticking with us through the ad break. And don't forget, for more exclusive Reality After Show coverage, visit realitypatron.com. That's reality, P-A-T-R-O-N.com.
And we are back. And unfortunately, Johnny Fairplay is not with us today, but that's because he's out there on his viewing party tour. And if you want to watch season 44 of Survivor with Johnny Fairplay, he may be coming to a city near you. Next week, he will be in Cincinnati, Ohio. That is March 22nd with the Queen, Sandra Diaz-Twine, Matt Bischoff. Let's see, Wayne Mehmet will be there, as well as a few other special guests that, you know, if you want to know a little bit more of, go listen to Alex, Matt, and I's podcast from last night, and you can get a pretty good idea who those two special guests are. The following week, on March 29th, he will be in Boston, Massachusetts. Johnny will then be off in April. For some reason, he loved his trip to Bolivia so much, he's going back. So there will be no viewing parties in April. But in May, he's got four more coming. On May 3rd, he will be in Durham, North Carolina, with the Queen, with Jesse Lopez from last season, tons of other guests, where they will be unveiling their new beer of Villains Are Us at Clout Brewing in Durham. The following week after that, May 10th will be in Charlottesville. May 10th is in Chicago, Illinois, at Bounce Nightclub. On May 17th in Charlottesville, Virginia. And for the finale, town I live in, May 24th, Charlotte, North Carolina. You can get tickets for that at SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. All viewing parties with Johnny, the Queen, Sandra Diaz-Twine. It's something that I promise you, if you go, you will have the time of your life.
North Carolina.
Yeah. It's where Nina lives, Chrissy. Come on.
No, it's where Jordan's from. I need to come there.
Yes, that is also, I'm assuming, Michael Jordan. Is that who you're talking about? That's I figured.
My man.
And so jumping back into the episode.
Okay, come on.
Simon admits that he's fumbling, and so he's like, screw it. We're throwing it all out there. Every single one of you. You're dirty, no good pawns.
You know what? It's very hard to be told the truth.
Yeah, and at that point, it's nearly offensive. You got to tread so carefully, because if you just get the old goat thrown at you this late, and, you know, like that, that's pretty much what he's saying. Like, did he not?
No, he didn't, because he says in a tweet earlier after JLP was talking about how on Twitter, JLP said Jerry and Simon's right that Jerry and Matt aren't playing to win the game, and the jury would see that. And
the jury will see it.
And Simon, like, quotes tweets it. It's like, goats can be herded, but still think on their own. Pawns allow themselves to be moved by a king.
So he doubled down.
Yeah.
Ooh, good on you, Simon.
Absolutely. Have a crack. You've got nothing to lose.
You know, like, they all made him a forever bottom. So
yeah, And
he's going to top. He's got to be more dominant.
Yeah. So Liz just leaves the situation because she's like, I'm just not going to deal with Simon.
Yep.
Jerry, obviously, throughout the episode, is just showing animosity to Simon by questioning how he builds a fire or using sticks weren't supposed to be used yet. But now let's focus on that.
Yeah, well, Johnny isn't here, so we'll be nicer than what he would be to Matt.
Who?
Because he seems like a good guy, but it's almost like he has that realization in his confessional afterwards where he's just like, he's
saying it.
Oh shit, like, I am a pawn.
What? And then I think he goes, I'm this far in, I've done this. We haven't seen a lot of it, I wouldn't imagine, because you don't get that far with that such respect from the other players without it somehow being noted. But this kid, I reckon he says it out loud of what's being said and goes, holy shit, like, I've got to really do something here, but then didn't.
No, because he even has a right move here or a right read here where he goes to Jerry and he says, I'm worried that George has a final three deal with Liz and Nina.
So first he says that, and then he says, you know, like, what have we done here? Maybe it is time to actually consider the biggest move, you know, and because Simon's planted that seed. Simon's very clever, you know, he's managed to get into their heads. I think he's talking to someone at the creek and then one up at the camp. You know, if you just tell someone that, I mean, I got told 5,000 times it didn't make any difference, but for the people that are actually playing Survivor for the right reasons. He listened. Maddie listened. So it still could be game on.
And the other thing that's in his head, and he also says that same conversation to Jerry, is I feel like if Jerry does have something with those girls, he's going to do to one of us what he did to Shawnee and Liz. Like, he's going to take you out and not tell me, or he's going to take me out and not tell you.
Yep.
And, like, they're both cognizant of it because, like, Jerry agrees. He's like, yeah, that's definitely what he would do. But, like, I think at this point, Jerry's just like, I get that, but I don't think he would do that to me. It's, like, what I think in his mind says, like, I'm not the name that George will throw out.
It's a good thought for another 20 minutes.
I don't know.
That's the read that I have of Jerry. It's like, I feel like he believes that George can do whatever he wants, but at the end of the day, George wants to go to the end with him and Matt. Like, I think that's his belief.
George, you want to be with Matt and Jerry over, let's say, who?
Liz and Nina.
Are we doing Nina and Liz, or are we doing Liz and Simon?
Well, I guess that's the... Well, he wants Simon gone. So let's reject Simon that's there.
Like, I know what... I'm presuming that the Matt and Jerry three is his most favorable one.
100%. Because, I mean, you don't have someone on the jury like Liz has Shawnee and people that will campaign for her, where also with that, you have Nina, who was still in tight working with all those heroes. So they have more of those connections.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Jeez.
Matt starts, you know, he gets a little agency. He has a conversation with Simon, and Simon is pumped again because whenever has he been told a plan to take out George that it hasn't worked?
And how risky, though? Like, because Simon being the player that he is, when Maddie said that, Simon could have gone straight to George and Matt could have been iced. Like, that was pretty ballsy. Like, he is obviously confident with his thoughts and the people that he's going to do it with. Although...
Well, and it could have also just been, I'm sure maybe this played into Matt's train of thought, maybe it didn't. I don't want to jump in his head, but the thought there that going back to the last vote, it was kind of Haley who had more of that control over Simon a little bit. So Simon's just there. He likes to call himself the lone wolf, so he's up for grabs.
Yeah, 100. Yeah.
So is he a lone wolf? Like, I just want to bring this up because, like, this is a shorter episode, but, like, we're going to basically just jump right into immunity.
That's next. So, yeah.
So Simon kept calling George the cockroach at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But is the actual story that the real cockroach all along was Simon?
You can't kill him. George has been spraying that man with cans of Raid.
It's been 41 days. 41 days. I'm finally getting Simon out. Simon gets zero votes.
He just goes like, go anywhere.
I'm just going to scatter over here. Scatter over here.
I'm so happy that Simon's still in the game. I have no idea how.
I don't think anyone does.
No.
So was it so fascinating that this was the immunity challenge that they chose of like all like this always comes across as like this is a final immunity in Australian and they're just using it here.
If this is just, you know what, a final six immunity challenge, I'm almost kind of worried for what sick sadistic torture device JLP has for the final immunity challenge.
I haven't thought about it. I have put zero thought into this. I don't want to even.
No. Let's talk about it, Dan.
Yeah. So for this immunity challenge, I have, it's another torture chamber. You're standing on narrow, pointy logs. With
the soft lead gave it away. Yeah. You know you're falling.
Yeah. With a hand on an idol, if you fall or take your hand off the idol, you're out of the challenge. In different intervals, you change your footing position for how you need to be situated. And they look very thin. There's nothing about this challenge that looks enjoyable remotely.
Now, no. I've got to go there. So, I would have presumed that Liz would have nailed it. Light, strong.
Long legs.
Long legs, good balance, disciplined. We saw how hard it was straight away. And then you've got Jerry, who is riddled with injury. You've got Matt, who's fiercely competitive. Sign probably too big, too thick, too heavy. So I didn't really, more so his competitiveness would have got him over the line. But if you think of all the logistics in what that challenge required, but then my little man, Maddie. I noticed, because this is what I would have done.
His little man, you're not talking about Fraser?
No. I miss Fraser and Benji. I miss my little boys. So that peg, right, because this is what I would have done in the first 30 seconds. I actually tried to do it in one of our ones because I've got massive ass feet. I'm not sure if you know or not. Hashtag only fans.
May have come up once or twice last week.
I can't even get him in the screen. Maddie put his foot on the angle, wasn't on the tip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, you clever little sod, because Matt's big. Like he's still a solid little nugget. Like when you are in these challenges, you've got to find the comfort zone. And I know that it's not cheating. It's however you can do it. As long as your foot's on that thing. Yeah. But Matt worked it out really quickly. His foot, the weight of his foot was on the point leading up to the point. Like the on the angle leading up to the point. So he didn't even look like he was in pain. Like, I can't wait to debrief with him because he just looks so strong and fire. And then of course Jerry, what a king to go. Come on,
strong as an ox.
Let's not be injured tomorrow. You know, let's take this and challenge it out. Because I think Jerry's got six, had pre existing, but now has actually got huge injuries. Huge.
Oh man.
Like I mean, inside goss, I don't know if I'll get in trouble, but like surgery injuries here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So go no, Jerry for saying that.
His whole performance here was incredibly impressive. And I was impressed with everyone because no one dropped in the first 15 minutes of it.
Yeah.
I would have thought that one or two would have dropped. No one drops. It goes to 15 minutes. So you go from the front two pegs all the way to the back two, and George is the first one to fall out.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
After saying I stood on these for almost 5 hours, Jonathan.
But didn't Simon slip? Who slipped? Oh, no, Liz slipped.
George slipped.
Oh.
Liz slipped. Simon eventually slipped as he was trying to like find a comfort zone.
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Yeah. Nina had to step down.
Nina drops down. Yeah. It goes to the final 45. So after 45 minutes, they go to the final position where it's 1 foot at the front, 1 foot at the back, which just, it's incredibly painful. And this is where George just wants to pepper Simon a little bit more, being like, oh, didn't you call Jerry and Matt pawns?
He almost took the bait. He almost took the bait and is like, you know what? This is something to talk about later.
I'm surprised he didn't, though. Like, I thought that would have been Simon's absolute.
I feel like he realized in that moment, he's like, he's trying to distract me. I need to win this challenge.
Yeah.
I can't distract myself with George.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simon, what, he's at?
It was like an hour 20.
Hour 20, he slips out, and as JLP says, it's a showdown between the old gun and the young gun.
Yep. The Bucks.
And the old gun goes, how about 1 footy? 1 foot.
1 footy was so good. I frothed that.
Respect. I thought it was really good. If I'm mad, I'm probably saying no, though, because if Jerry's saying that, I think he's hurting. He's hurting bad.
I thought that too, Dan. I'm so glad you said that. I thought that too. I was like, Jerry's in pain here. It's and like Matt wasn't in pain. That's what I'm saying.
Like maybe I can trip him up, make him make a mistake going to 1 foot. But. Yeah.
Jerry unfortunately ends up slipping up. Matt wins his second individual immunity of the season because I forgot he won the first one.
God, he's
and
cute.
He says that this is the perfect opportunity to make a big move and vote out Nina.
Vote out Nina.
So this is where things get more interesting, though, because so Simon's available, but George doesn't want to, he can't just do a full vote here. He's like, I need to mess around with the votes just in case Simon goes searching, finds something.
Yeah.
We have to have someone else. And I need to make sure we set this up in a way where it doesn't get pointed at me because he's surely going to place a vote on me.
Yeah.
So what if I get someone from each of the other alliances that I'm in to vote for each other? So, Nina, can you vote for Jerry for me? Sure, I can do that. Matt and Jerry, I need you guys to send a vote at Nina. Just in case I don't trust her still. Well, the rest of us will vote Simon. You guys vote that way.
Yeah.
It's a very delicate science because, it only takes a little slip up for things to go wrong.
No, but I think it leaves him with some options. I think, if Simon would have found an idol and say he plays it and it is elimination episode, it does still give George a clear path to a final three with one of his two groups if it were all to play out that way. As we know, Simon is his main target. He says Simon's going to get what's coming to him. He has it right on his hat.
Snuffed.
Snuffed.
But this is where things get a little sloppy, though, because people are scrambling, people are trying to figure out things that are going to happen, and Nina says in front of George and Matt where her vote's going, but Matt didn't know that.
I know.
And suddenly he hears Nina saying Jerry's name, and he's like, "But Jerry's my end game. I can't have something going sideways. What if George is trying to get Jerry out? I need something else to happen." So he goes to Simon's like, I'm willing to work with you. We could do a big move here. And for us, it's sounding initially as we're going to go for George. We're going to go for George. Yep. We're going to pull in Jared, Nina. I don't know.
Yeah, because Matt tells Simon and then Simon goes and he's like, well, I want to double check to see if with Nina to see if this conversation has happened, to see if it's a legitimate plan or not.
Yep.
And so they do that. The other note that I have is this is where Jerry gets mad at Simon for throwing in, the wrong wood into the fire.
That was so funny.
Yeah. And well, Chrissy, you have no idea who he is, but Alex, I know you'll know. I was like, oh, we got a real Butch on our hands here.
Oh, man, not Butch.
I love it.
Old, very old Survivor season before even Fairplay played.
Yeah.
Was obsessed with firewood and burned down the entire shelter because he left all of it near the fire. They left for a challenge.
No.
They come back and everything was in flames.
My favorite part of that was were you, Chrissy, like, were you allowed to bring a luxury item out there? So back in like the old school US Survivor, you're able to bring a luxury item with you. You could pick one thing.
Really?
And, yeah. Butch brought this banner that just said, believe in yourself. And so you see this whole, as the camp's going up in flames, you just see this banner of believe in yourself just going up in smoke.
Yeah, that's very clever. Very, very clever. No, not allowed anything.
Yeah.
Butch, catch on fire when they were at challenge?
Yeah.
Yep. When they came back, everything was pretty much burnt.
What a savage of the producers. They would have just been going.
Yep, exactly. But this with this vote, now we're like heading into tribal, and it's like now for the viewers, it's up in the air. It's like, what plan is actually going to happen?
Yeah.
Is Simon actually going to go home? Is it Nina?
God.
Would a mistake happen and it fall on Jerry? Would something happen and George actually goes? Like, we don't know. And then we get to tribal.
Yeah, we get to tribal, comes out. I was like, Haley looks amazing.
Yep.
All the women do there. Oh. Even Sean does, just maybe not Sam.
There we go.
Sam looked good.
Chrissy said it. And common theme, Simon's worried he's on the bottom. And this is where I agree with you a little bit, Alex, is that Nina's speaking out a little bit of not being so confident as George. And you have to think that that's putting up some antennas, like in George's head, being like, why is she not confident? Like, is there something else going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. She says a lot without saying anything.
A lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, which is a very US thing to happen, not so much at AU, where I feel like you slip in some things in there. But I don't know. It starts rubbing the wrong way.
Yeah.
And that's what George suddenly just goes like, okay, something's wrong. This could land on me. And then suddenly just goes to everybody. He's like, let's just...
Every single cue as well. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's just like, let's all vote Nina.
Yeah, some of the smaller conversations are great here because you have Nina and Simon. They're saying, hey, I'm pretty sure they're splitting between us, and then openly do a handshake in front of everyone. And so that paranoids George even more to the point where they're talking, do we just go on Nina and start speaking in Russian?
Yeah.
Which I thought that was great.
But we also see a whisper between Matt and Simon. I think that's where Matt clues Simon in. Because I think Matt's realizing during this part where, okay, the momentum's falling onto Nia. I need Simon in this game still.
Because
why is there no vote on George? There's no vote on George because Matt clued Simon and be like, hey, just vote Nina. We'll figure it out.
We've got the plan. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, plus that gives, if it were to be a traditional boot episode here, that gives Matt Simon at the final five, which means he only would need to swing one more person, which in his mind, you'd think he has Jerry.
Now, and that's where it's very interesting because there's a world where like you keep Simon in, like say Nina went here 5-1. You keep Simon in the game, Simon wins immunity, and most likely to be a Simon or Matt wins immunity just based off how the season has gone.
Yeah.
If Simon wins, does Matt use that win to force Jerry to make the decision of, well, it's either George is going to want me out, so you have to make the choice right now. Are you keeping me? Are you keeping George?
Mm.
And that would have been exciting TV. Mm. And it could still be, depending how the season continues to move forward. Because we find out after they all vote that this is a non-elimination.
Oh
yeah, Yeah, they do all go vote, so they don't know this is happening until after they all go up and vote. And JLP, he likes to go, we're doing something a little bit different tonight.
Oh, worst.
And so, what is it? Tonight, it's a non-elimination episode. No one's going home. The top two vote-getters will be going into survivor isolation, which means for the next 24 hours, they're going back to a part of camp that is completely isolated. They need to rely on the rest of the tribe for food, water, and information. They won't be competing in the next immunity challenge, so they can't be safe. And tomorrow night, they're coming back to tribal to vote someone out.
This is where Simon's like, I should have voted for George. I should have voted for George.
This is wild. Like, this is going to make for Sunday night. Like, I don't even, you know what? I'm not watching it. I don't need this stress in my life. I haven't signed anything. I don't have to do this podcast with you guys.
But you
it's
want
so
to.
It's so stressful. What is going to happen? Someone predict what's happening. I've got three scenarios.
What are your three scenarios?
Absolutely not. Not until you tell me yours. I might not even have the right people in there. It is
like,
Nina.
You know me. Jerry, it's like it? I read yes. The next time on and I'm like, well, this doesn't mean George is going home. So it's going to be someone else. But it could be George, you know? It's like the storyline's obviously because we see that Nina gets five votes. Jerry gets Nina's vote. So they're both going into this isolation.
God.
And we see in the next time on, Nina's giving all the information of like what George's plan was to Jerry. Jerry now realizing George did throw my name out. It was a decoy, but he threw my name out. I have given this man my loyalty this entire game, and he burns me like that.
So like based on this, with Simon still at camp, you got to be thinking Georgie's going home, right?
Like, I think that's what they always want you to think. But it's just like how the biggest tribal in Survivor history, Frasier goes home.
Yeah, I know. Frasier.
So it's like, will the old gun like set his sights on George? I think my prediction is he openly doesn't.
No, based on what you just said, you know, Australia's greatest tribal, blah, 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 blah. Fraser. You're right. I don't know.
Because, like, I could totally see a world, because the issue that I have with this type of non-elimination is in a normal vote where people didn't get all, like, paranoid, you're sending out two people that were already on the outs.
Wait, is Jerry and Nina allowed to vote?
They'll be voting at the next tribal. Yeah.
They can't be voted.
They just can't do. They're not involved with anything else.
So do they get to watch the challenge?
No.
They have to stay.
I guess people can find a way to them to give them information, just like how they are the ones responsible to give them water and food, and that's probably when they can give you info. So like that's all that they can go off of, and I just don't know. I can see a world where it's like we have all this and it's just Nina goes again or one of like Matt or Jerry go.
I don't think Liz is going.
I don't think Liz is going. I think Liz is.
Why can't she go?
Like, because she's getting to the final three.
Well, that's what we're going to say. Like we said it very early in, but what, surely out there.
Well, I feel like some people on there aren't viewing her as a threat.
Why?
I think her being separated from Shawnee really lowers what people think of her.
Of her threat level. Yeah, I mean, yes, but she's doing something right out there because she's knee deep in the alliances. Like,
yeah. Well, like Simon's calling her a pawn, but I don't think people on the jury view her as a pawn. But if Simon's calling you a pawn,
because they played with her and he doesn't like her and she hates him. So
yeah,
you can see that relationship. All right. Okay.
I think it's either Nina goes. There's always a chance that if Simon doesn't win, he could still end up, you know, getting the votes here and going. Or I think it's one of Matt and Jerry goes.
Well, you guys made a prediction in the preseason about how Jerry's going to get voted out. It's going to be the saddest thing ever. This could lead up to it. Like a big E2 Brute. You backstabbed me. You made me a decoy vote. And then you made me the actual vote.
I reckon Nina's going to be livid with all those votes. She's coming back. If she doesn't go, we could see the Nina show. Because I would be so mad if I got nailed with all those votes this late in it and I wasn't aware.
I would be all for the Nina show.
Yeah, I'm so hanging for the Nina show. I need Nina.
It's just a very interesting balance with this specific group of six, just based off how the edit has been and who they showcased the majority of the season.
I know.
And I hate using edit as part of the logic here, but I'm like, it can't be Simon because then you lose like the entire storyline. Then what are you going to talk about for the next three episodes? What, like, you're not going to just throw a new story for the end game. It's like I feel like Australia has been trying to do a good job of telling a full story throughout. Yeah. So like, I feel like those type of players aren't going to be cut until right before Final Tribal.
So it has to be
like a sacrificial lamb. Well, they keep saying Final Two, but I think it's going to be a Final Three. But maybe Chrissy can spoil for us.
Chrissy knows something.
Okay. Well, that's where we'll leave it.
Yeah. So, because if it was going to be a Final Three, every episode out would be straightforward as far as no vote out. Like, they'd have enough episodes to be able to do one elimination per and no more non-elim.
I didn't cut out then. Patrick died.
We thought you knew something that you were trying to hide your face. So you're like, no.
I don't know shit. You know that.
Of course.
Yeah. So if it's a Final Three, every episode out kind of plays out. No more non-eliminations. If there is going to be a Final Two, guess there would be one more non-elimination episode. If there was going to be a Final Two. Yeah. Am I saying that right?
No, I don't know. If there's a Final Three, what did you say? Because I wasn't here.
If there's a Final Three, can it play out? So we have four episodes left. If you did it, you'd have one more go out. And so in 21, you go down to five. In 22, you go down to four.
Three finale.
Okay, so I would have to think it's a Final Three. Because otherwise, you're getting rid of a lot of people in the past, like in the last few episodes.
Which is not ideal. People don't like that.
No.
Nope. But we'll find out next week.
Yeah, so scratch what I rambled on for about 30 seconds because I completely changed my mind.
But we've got exactly. I directed that. That was my. So the Sunday Monday
is 6 and 5.
Sunday Monday will have us at 5. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, which I feel is right going into the last week having your Final Four.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ours, so we had the Final Four challenge. And then that was the massive one. And then you have three in camp. Yeah. So that based on the statistics of last season, you wouldn't be able to work it out if you did a count back. But yeah, this is Survivor.
I think it's too late now. I think this has to be the last non-elimination episode. I don't think you can do any in the last 2 weeks.
No, this is the last one.
It doesn't make for good TV. Like, I must admit that twist. I went,
Yep.
You know, so you don't want to.
It just deflates you. It's just like it prevents the inevitable, and we just want to see a result.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
We'll get a result next week.
Yeah. Ooh. So yeah, that's gonna wrap it up for us. Does anyone have any final thoughts?
I'm all out of them.
Well, because of this being a non-elim, well, the last ep, is anyone changing? Are we changing any of our?
Well, I mean, one of my people's already gone now with Haley gone.
Just wanted you to say that out loud. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, because Chrissy does not support International Women's Month. We know that.
Chrissy is a boy.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You know what? Let's have some fun. Let's put the big people in there. Let's throw Maddie in there. I'll throw Maddie in there.
Love that for you.
Let me make it Matt, Liz. Is there going to be like Matt, Liz, and Simon, or Matt, Jerry, and Simon? I think some portion of those has to get there. I think George gets cut at 4.
Yeah, I don't think George makes it.
Okay, I'm staying. Georgie, 3. If we do 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I put in Liz because it was International Women's Week. And I'm bringing back Nina.
You're bringing back Nina.
only because I'm seeing her tomorrow.
I think I have to go. I don't feel all that great. It's certainly not as well as Wayne does, but from preseason, Nina was my winner pick. I'm not gonna give up on that. So I would say Nina, Liz, Simon.
Final Simon's three. So happy.
Nina, Liz, and Simon.
Okay. You've heard it here, team.
Yeah. So that's gonna wrap it up for us today. We will be back again on Thursday next week to discuss the penultimate week, as Johnny likes to say, penultimate week of Survivor, our Australian Survivor, Heroes versus Villains. If you are interested in hearing Johnny Fairplay's thoughts on this week's episode of US Survivor, he will be back tomorrow with Wayne giving his recap, as well as Alex and myself will be back tomorrow doing Challenge World Championships Episode 3 coverage. So we have all that. Stop.
Why don't I watch one?
What do you want to watch, Chrissy?
I'll watch an episode of Challenge. Everyone talks about it here.
There's some Aussies on the season.
All right, I'm going to watch. You send me the link to it, Danny, and I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to come on your podcast and tell you who's going to win.
Perfect. So
we'll figure it out.
Special guest Chrissy.
Yeah. Yep.
Special guest Chrissy upcoming on one of our challenge podcasts.
I'm coming on.
Perfect. We would love to have you. And yeah, that's going to wrap it up for us. As always, the best way to support the podcast is become a patron. You can do that at realitypatron.com. That gets you access to the secret Facebook group, the Q&A, which Matt, Johnny, and Wayne do every week. It's their favorite podcast to do. As well as if you know you're watching this and you're not entirely sure where to get links for the episode, we send out links to all the Australian Survivor episodes the day after they come out. Try it for a month. If you don't like it, Johnny will send your money back. You're not held a hostage. If you can't do any of that, it's not in the cards right now. At least support us. Like and follow us on YouTube. And then wherever you listen to your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, all of them, rate and review us 5 stars. Say that you love Chrissy. Give Alex a compliment. You can shit on me. Do whatever you want. Rate and review 5 stars. It helps us out tremendously. So that'll do it for us. Until next time, see you later.
And for more bonus content, go to realitypatron.com. That's right, become a patron now. Get additional coverage of all your favorite shows, the weekly Q&A, and you become a member of the secret, exclusive Facebook group. That's realitypatron.com.